10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new kid.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and weeks go by way too fast. Here we are again. It's Sunday. Yes, Sunday. So good to me, and I hope it's good to you. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com, scroll down on our homepage, and click that Listen Live button. And we also now have a join our email list for weekly show updates and tidbits of information. And today we're going to talk about biochemical health, what it is and how it affects our health. And I've been hearing the word biochemical health more often lately and regarding our health and our body. And today we are going to learn together exactly what biochemical health is from my two expert guests. And now that in itself opens up a rather large conversation, and let's see what my guests have to say. My first guest is Elizabeth Engel. She is a chiropractic physician, certified in acupuncture, and the owner of Active Life Chiropractic and Wellness Center. They are located in Palatine, Illinois. Welcome, Elizabeth, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming in to be on Aging Info Radio, and I'm sure you are familiar with the term, or I would think you're familiar with the term. What is biochemical health in your terms, or
sure,
in your the way that you know it?
Biochemical health, I think the easiest way to kind of start talking about it is thinking of the things that you take in. So think of the food that you eat, the water that you take in, think of the things you come in contact with in your environment. Your body has to take those in, process it, and decide what to do with it. So there's many different chemical reactions that are going on that the body has to figure out, all right, am I going to use this? Do I need to excrete it? So the biochemistry of it has to kind of, you know, keep moving to keep the body stable and balanced. So that's, you know, kind of an easy way to understand what biochemical health is. It's important to us because we have a lot of chemical stressors in our life, like processed foods. We have different environmental pollutants, different fast foods, things like that. So when I first started practicing, I started just looking at the physical stressors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people come in with strained sprains and postural issues. So I would do adjustments and physical therapy, acupuncture, and a big group got better.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a select group that no matter what I did, they never seemed to kind of get past a certain plateau. Mm-hmm. So I started looking at the chemical side of things, thinking like, okay, are they getting poor things from their diet? Are they not getting enough of a certain nutrient or supplement? What's going on? And once I started to look at that and different organs and see how everything works together, people started to get better a lot faster. So there's some people I can, you know, work on all day, every day, and their muscles would still feel like a brick. So I definitely know there's something chemically going on in there, and that's my job to figure out what that is.
I would think that's a big job to be able to try to find out individually, and I'm sure person to person it completely varies.
It definitely does, and that's why at the beginning I have this very thorough history form, and it kind of seems like some random questions, but it helps me piece the puzzle together. A lot of patients will bring in lab reports as well. And so once I hear a patient's story, I have a better idea of what, you know, is kind of going into their condition. And, you know, I'm able to change the diet. Usually that's the biggest thing to change, improve. But sometimes adrenals need support. Sometimes things are off with the thyroid. So that's everything that I take a look at to get to that biochemical healthy status, for sure.
Oh, this is going to continue to expand. That's what I see, actually,
yeah,
in the area of health. Now, how do we know if we have an issue with our own chemical health?
That's a good question. I tell people to kind of be aware of your check engine light kind of symptoms.
Okay.
So if, you know, I usually start with digestion with patients. And if you're a person that says, you know what, I'm always constipated, or I, you know, am bloated after I eat, or I have heartburn, those are your body's check engine lights saying something's not working right. A lot of people will come in and say, oh, I just thought that was me. You know, that's normal. We kind of talk about, you know, different things and show them that that's not necessarily normal, and then go from there. So you want to check, you know, digestion. Are you actually taking in the nutrients that you're eating, the good things that you're eating? And you are you actually excreting the waste at a normal rate? So that's usually where I start at my office. We check food intolerances, see if you're eating something that bugs you. And that's usually the first start. You can also look at your energy level. That's pretty big too. A lot of people will say, oh, I have to have caffeine in the morning to get going. So that's a sign if you need pop or coffee to get your day going every day for years, something isn't working right, you know, so we definitely need to work and look and see what that might be.
So I would think with the chemicals that you are eating or drinking or putting into your body, there's also environmental chemicals. How does that affect your actual biochemical health?
Correct. Yeah, you want to make sure to stay away from certain types of plastics. BPA, people pretty much know that that's something to steer clear of. Big thing for women is makeup. There's different things to look for in that, different chemicals. That's something we talk about at the office as well. Parabens, if you've heard of those. Usually if a makeup has, you know, none of those in it, it's going to put it on the label because it's kind of a big marketing thing now. So you'll look for paraben-free products on the label, and it usually says that right on the front. So you want to make sure not only you're ingesting the right things, getting enough water as well, but making sure the stuff you put on your skin is
lotions. Good.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
most definitely. Even sunscreens.
Yeah, most definitely.
Now, as far as I know, sleep greatly affects us, but I would think that sleep also affects your biochemical health.
It definitely does. There's been some studies that show that link actually the lack of sleep to a number of chronic diseases. Obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, which is kind of interesting, you know, something you wouldn't think about. But with sleep and that lack of sleep, it actually decreases that signal for fullness and increases the signal for hunger. So if you're dealing with weight issues, not getting your 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, then that definitely can affect you as well. And not only that, sleep is a time for your body to repair. So you want to make sure that you have that restorative process and you're not, you know, waking up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning thinking, oh my gosh, I can't go back to sleep. That, again, tells me something's not going right.
Absolutely. I'm with Elizabeth Engel, and she is the chiropractic physician and owner of Active Life Chiropractic and Wellness Center in Palatine, Illinois. And her website is activelifecw.com. She can be contacted at 847-202-8400. Well, Elizabeth, let's get on a more positive note. What are some of the greatest things that people can do, you know, just kind of like not it being a huge undertaking to make some positive changes in our health?
Sure. You know, when I started to change my diet, and when I use the word diet, I mean what you eat, I couldn't go cold turkey. I was like a Cheez-It-aholic. All I could do was eat Cheez-Its, and I wanted that salt and those carbs. So I started with one meal. You know, start with one meal if you can. You can make a change all at once if you want. I started with dinner. I made sure I ate really well. I had 3/4 of my plate be, you know, vegetables, a little bit of fruit, a little bit of whole grain. And if, you know, you're a meat eater, fish or, you know, grass-fed beef or things like that. So I started that way, and I really wanted to recognize that this was a lifestyle change and not a fad diet. There's so many of those out there, you know, looking at the chemistry of things, I finally decided, okay, this is the best way to eat. So I started with that, start slowly. And like I said, some patients like to start that way. Some want to go all in, and I think that's a good step. Just really look at what you're eating. The other thing is water intake. You should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces a day. So, and that doesn't include pop or coffee or anything like that. So if someone weighed 200 pounds, divide that by 2, that's 100 ounces a day. Because my 6'7" patient and my 4'9" patient have different needs. So
about 12 glasses, 12 8 ounces.
Yeah, there you go.
Something like
that.
I mean, water is a huge thing. It also, sometimes if you feel that you're hungry and you drink water, you find that you're not really hungry, you're dehydrated.
Exactly right. Yep. That is exactly right.
Now, I mean, with all the other chemicals out there, such as what we breathe, the air we breathe, indoor pollution,
mm-hmm.
perfect example. We, you know, have a lot of forced air in the
sure.
Chicago area in the winter.
Right.
What do you see there as far as chemicals? I mean, do these show up as much as the food and, you know, the stuff you actually put into your body?
It definitely, you know, obviously plays into it. It's nothing that I specifically check for, like at the office. I deal more with, you know, diet, things like that. But it definitely plays a role, and the body needs to balance that out as well. So if you're doing everything you can on what you ingest and make sure that's good, then your body will be able to balance everything else out.
Well, there you go. Once again, I'm with Elizabeth Engel with the Active Life Chiropractic and Wellness Center. And stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We're going to find out what is the best food that we should eat to enhance our biochemical health. We will be right back, so stay right here.
Hit the jackpot at the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace. The Senior Lifestyle Expo features seminars, exhibitors, prizes, and more. Perform in a Senior Idol talent competition and share your wisdom in the writing challenge. Come to the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane, August 27th and 28th. For more information, call 630-293-5990. The Senior Lifestyle Expo, where you can hit the jackpot.
Are you lost looking for good care from good people? Then look for the place known for great care and wonderful people, Oak Trace Health Services. Their rehabilitation services help people return to independence fast and stay there with an unusually low rate of rehospitalization. Their staff has all registered nurses and they're Medicare qualified. So when you need rehab, don't get lost. Get Oak Trace Health Services. Call 888-794-3342 or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330, or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, this is Susan Wacky, your host, and I'm here with chiropractic physician Elizabeth Engel. She's the owner of Active Life Chiropractic and Wellness Center in Palatine, Illinois, and their website is activelifecw.com. We're talking about biochemical health today. And what is it? We'll give it another really short definition, Elizabeth, just so we all know out there exactly what biochemical health is.
Sure. The chemicals or the things that you ingest or come in contact with during a day, your body has to figure out what to do with it, and it has to metabolize it, and it breaks it down into different chemicals. And it's easier to kind of look at that chemical level of things and not just the symptoms of certain issues. So.
Because it can definitely be causing health issues, the chemicals that you ingest.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
Now, we were talking about foods. What are, say, two or three of the best foods that you know that you could put into your diet or,
sure.
you know, make it a, you know, pretty much a normal thing to eat every other day or every few days? What would you suggest?
I know for me, you know, definitely getting the greens in is really good. There's a lot of calcium in there as well. So a lot of people will do, you know, a shake in the morning, throw kale in there. So that's really high in nutrients, antioxidants that will kind of, you know, replenish your body and give you more of that balance. I know for snacks, I do, you know, almonds, but make sure they're not roasted or salted as well. Those give you protein, kind of little handful of those as well.
Dark chocolate covered. Dark chocolate covered's okay.
Well,
right?
Maybe every now and then. Yeah. As long as you balance that out with some fruits and vegetables later on, for sure. Yep. For sure. So those are, you know, definitely some things that I have incorporated, you know, tell patients to incorporate more of the greens, more of the raw fruits and vegetables is just the best thing you can do. It'll help to neutralize some of the other things that may not be so good.
That may be going on here, the things that we enjoy, like the dark chocolate. Now, let's talk about foods and the way that they label the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a little more difficult to fully understand everything on the labels. And I have a motto, if you can't pronounce it, don't buy it.
Most definitely. The biggest thing if you pick something off the shelf is to turn it on the back, look at the actual ingredients. That's where I look first and tell patients to look first, not necessarily the front or the nutrition facts, because in the ingredients, it'll list exactly what's in there. With trans fats, everybody knows those are bad for us. They're hard to break down. They cause issues. So the FDA has actually approved that if you have 0.5 grams or less in a serving, if you have that many trans fats or less in a serving, they can label it zero trans fats on the front and at the percentage in the nutrition facts. But if you read the ingredients, they have to list if there's hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils, and those are trans fats. So I always start with the ingredients. If you can't pronounce it, you know, probably shouldn't be eating it. Or if there's a million things in something really small, I'd be putting it back on the shelf as well. If sugar's right up there in the top three ingredients, I would be putting it back. So I make sure what's in it, I can understand it, and then I look at the nutrition facts for sugar content and sodium and things like that. So,
you know, it's just being aware and really noticing what you're doing. And when you shop, I always say if you can stay on the away from the inside aisles.
Right. Stay on the perimeter.
Stay on the perimeter of the store. Yeah. You're going to be a lot better off. Now, let's talk about, with you being a chiropractic physician, mm-hmm. DNA and genetics. I mean, I always hear, well, you know, my mother had this or my father had that. And do you see, is this absolutes or, I mean, is it usually the case or what do you see in your practice?
Well, what I see, you know, I think people have that mindset, and what they're actually finding now in certain studies is, and it was even on the cover of Time magazine, that DNA is no longer your destiny. You have a little bit more control. And so they found on the DNA, there's something called an epigene or an epigenome, and it acts like a switch. And different lifestyle habits and changes, diet, things like that, can either turn that switch on and the gene is then expressed, or that switch can stay off. So it's not to say you'll never get something if you eat healthy, you know, things like that. But things in my family, you know, I definitely want to prevent, prolong. And if I have to get something, I want it to be less severe. So they've shown that lifestyle changes definitely have helped keep some of those genes from not expressing. They've also seen a Nobel Prize winner by the name of Louis Ignaro found that you almost have like a little medicine cabinet in your blood vessels, a little pharmacy. And when you eat right, work out well, take the right supplements, when the blood goes over that, those medicine bottles are opened and it releases a molecule that helps to dilate the blood vessels and allows everything to work the way that it should. But if you're, you know, kind of the couch potato, you don't really move around a lot, eat poorly, it creates a sticky film over those medicine bottles, if you will, and then those bottles can't open and allow the body to heal itself, then eventually the artery or blood vessel can become clogged. And so what I like about these two things is you have more control. Mm-hmm. Your DNA is no longer your destiny. You have more control based on what you do today.
That's good to know. At least that's in research and mm-hmm. becoming, you know, we're becoming more aware of it. And it's definitely good to know it's not our destiny.
Right.
I think, too, we're all moving forward with the progressiveness of health and the discoveries and what we're realizing and finding out. And we're also moving into, you know, a change in the healthcare system, a huge change.
Right.
And eventually it's going, or right now it's really your personal responsibility to try to stay as healthy as you can.
Right. I really enjoy educating patients and empowering them.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one that's going to care the most about your health. I care about it. I can't care more about it than another patient. So I really say, you know, be an advocate for your health. If you're noticing something's wrong, start to make changes today. Like I said, you have control and you have the ability to make changes. When we're born, our bodies and joints are born with like a almost an inflammation deficient zone, you know, mm-hmm. and then as we age and eat poorly, that deficient zone can increase some inflammation and cause pain. So if you have the ability to eat properly and be able to help yourself, not only, you know, with the biochemistry, but physically feel better, that's huge.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with physically feeling better,
right.
especially as you age. And Elizabeth's website is activelifecw.com. Her phone number is 847-202-8400. So when I call that number, if I call that number
yes.
and I ask for you and I say, you know, Elizabeth, I'd like to come in and find out about your practice. I'm interested in chiropractic care. What happens then?
Then I'll set you up for the initial consultation. You come in, you fill out the forms. We talk about your health history. That's where I'm piecing together kind of what is going on. At that point, we'll set goals. What are your health goals? I want to make sure I know what you need from me. And then I tell you what I'd recommend. And if you have insurance, we go over that at that point, too. And then we start with a plan. I definitely, on that second visit, you know, make sure I understand. I want you to understand what my plan is for you. And we make sure we review the goals as well. So if you need saliva tests or if you need, you know, diet changes or chiropractic care, we go over that. At that point as well.
So those are some of the services that you offer. Is there anything else that massage therapy or physical therapy or anything like that that goes on at Active Life Chiropractic?
Right. Yeah, I do chiropractic adjustments, physical therapy, acupuncture, the nutrition counseling as well, a little bit of massage as well. And that all goes into, you know, the physical and chemical side of health.
There's also an importance of posture, especially so that elderly people don't get the hunch
right.
from not standing up straight. Do you work with that?
I most definitely do. I always, you know, kind of say jokingly, we don't want to be the little old person hunched over the walker. So I really work, again, on balancing the muscles. Usually, you know, the front muscles are a little tight because we're kind of a hunched over society, over computers, over kids, whatnot. And usually the back muscles are weaker. So it's about balancing those out. So, and then teaching you how to do those, take those home, have pictures, things like that. And you can practice that throughout the day and throughout the rest of your life. So you'll have the tools to be able to help yourself.
To actually strengthen the upper muscles so they're both balanced.
Right. Loosen the tight ones, strengthen the weak ones. Exactly.
Yeah. There's a lot more to it than meets the eye. Also, chiropractic care has really moved forward in the last two decades. I mean, it used to be so foreign. People didn't believe in it, didn't understand it, and didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
So you have seen probably a lot of growth in that and people coming or looking for alternatives.
Most definitely. And people don't always think a chiropractor does that chemical side of health. But yeah, definitely have seen that. I've been a chiropractic patient since I was a teenager. So I've seen it come a long way for sure.
That's so great. Well, give me your words of wisdom today.
I definitely encourage people to, you know, activate their life. That's why I named my office what it is. My goal for each patient is to live an active life. So I encourage people to be proactive and really, you know, become empowered with their health.
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, Elizabeth Engel, for being on Aging Info Radio today. Once again, her website is activelifecw.com. Elizabeth can be contacted at 847-202-8400. And you want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. I have another expert guest to discuss biochemical health. And, of course, we have Mother Weber's oldest son, the one and only Clark Weber, with his Look at Life coming up soon. We will be right back, so stay right here.
Are you skeptical or confused about reverse mortgages, or have you heard negatives? The truth is they're a powerful tool that can help eligible homeowners 62 years and older obtain a tax-free cash flow. Education and information are key. Call your highly qualified experts at U.S. Lending and Finance. Get the facts and get your questions answered. A reverse mortgage can greatly impact your lifestyle and is worth finding out about. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com.
them.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square, where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, it's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see. My next guest is an integrative nutritionist and a holistic health coach. She is the founder of Flow Living, an author of a book called Woman Code. And she's also been seen on Dr. Oz, CBS, Fox, and more. And I'd like to welcome Elisa Vitti to Aging Info Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me, Sue. So happy to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you on. I know that you have a lot of interesting information, especially on nutrition. But I'd like for you to give us your definition of biochemical health, a word that's coming about more and more in the health forefront.
Well, it's an exciting time for healthcare and personalized medicine because we can really appreciate more now with understanding our biochemistry, how to use food in a particular way to optimize the function of our organs and our glands and our hormones. So really, someone who's investing in their own personal biochemical health is really appreciating how their body functions in its ideal state and doing everything that that person can to feed that functioning to make it work as best as possible.
Well, that is a great definition, a lot like I just heard before, but I'd like to talk about an area that I think is really important. And when we are balancing our blood sugar and how that affects, it affects a lot of things, but it definitely does affect our metabolism.
Absolutely. You know, the first line of defense in your endocrine system, of course, has to do with how your body is managing sugar. So everything that happens hormonally afterwards is really dependent on what's going on with your diet as far as that sugar balance. Are you having too much and your sugar is higher than it should be? Are you having You know, are you taking too many spaces between meals and your blood sugar is too low? And either one of these scenarios can really leave our whole hormonal conversation at risk to leaving us feeling tired and fatigued and moody and having us age actually faster.
Now, when you say balancing our blood sugar, because a lot of times when people don't eat, if they normally eat 4 or 5 hours apart and they don't eat, their blood sugar will drop or they'll, you know, start to feel fidgety or uneasy. But there's actually, I've heard that, you know, by balancing this and how you do that, I'm not sure, definitely does increase the metabolism or actually makes it all work in sync, I would say.
Absolutely. You know, it's if again, given that the endocrine system that's governing all of your hormonal balance is so sensitive to fluctuations in blood sugar, you want to make it a definite point of focus to make sure that your whatever meal you're constructing is keeping your blood sugar stable. So at our program at flowliving.com, we make sure that every woman is testing her metabolic response to all the different macronutrient combinations that we can put together to see which one is going to keep her blood sugar most stable. For example, some people respond better to having slightly more complex carbohydrates. Other people like myself, we have to have very little complex carbohydrate in the meal and a lot higher healthy fats like things like avocado or organic pasture-fed egg yolks. And that will keep my blood sugar more stable versus someone else who could have, you know, a nice bowl of oatmeal with some walnuts and they could feel just as stable as I would. So every person is slightly different when it comes to managing blood sugar. And your job is to learn, how do you respond to these foods? Just because a food is healthy for you doesn't mean it's going to react inside your internal ecosystem the same way as someone else's. So I see this happening all the time. People read in magazines, you know, this is a health food I should incorporate into my diet. But if you eat it and it doesn't make you feel good, it's not a health food for you.
Yeah, it's not working. I like what you said about fine-tuning our endocrinology system. I mean, that's definitely progressive.
Well, you know, it's an exciting time for, you know, health because we're looking at what are the ways in which each of us can interact with our own bodies more intelligently. And, you know, I wrote the book Woman Code because there is this code that exists inside every woman's body. And there, of course, men are affected by hormones too and there are patterns that they need to follow. You know, but for women, we have these changing hormonal patterns all of the time. And it is, you know, just as logical as it seems to you to have breakfast in the morning and not drink alcohol in the morning, but maybe have your cup of coffee in the morning and do your workout in the morning and have alcohol in the evening and a lighter meal at night. These are things that are first nature to you now, right? You're following a particular pattern of your body's biochemistry, right? That's a one circadian day pattern. There's also, you know, a monthly pattern of hormonal fluctuations, regardless of where you are in your reproductive years or beyond, of all of your hormonal fluctuations, and learning how to use food to optimize those changes will make you feel better all month long.
There you go. That will definitely enhance your health. I could see that enhancing anybody's health 100%. You find out what exactly works for you and how to fine-tune it all. Well, stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We're going to find out about The Woman Code, the book that Lisa Beatty has written, and so much more about biochemical health right here on Aging Info Radio. And, of course, we have Clark Weber coming up soon, so stay right here.
When it's your loved one, you want memory support services you can believe in. So call Oak Trace Health Services. They provide care for all levels of need with private and semi-private rooms, a secure environment, and a high staff-to-patient ratio. Plus, they're the place known for providing great care and truly caring. So when it's your loved one and you need memory support you can trust, call Oak Trace Health Services, 888-794-3342, or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hit the jackpot at the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace. The Senior Lifestyle Expo features seminars, exhibitors, prizes, and more. Perform in a Senior Idol talent competition and share your wisdom in the writing challenge. Come to the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane, August 27th and 28th. For more information, call 630-293-5990. The Senior Lifestyle Expo, where you can hit the jackpot.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Lisa Vitti. She is a holistic health coach, founder of Flow Living, and author of Woman Code. We are talking about biochemical health today. And Lisa, finally, men are starting to realize, too, that the way hormones affect their health, as women have known for years, but it's definitely coming about where, you know, men are starting to realize this, too.
Oh, there's a huge surge in men taking, you know, using testosterone creams and trying to get their hormones back up to speed. And, you know, with any bioidentical hormone, you know, it's a short-term solution to, but it doesn't really fix the underlying problem. So this is where I love to encourage people to really think about how they can be eating differently to support their body's own natural production of all of these hormones, which are hormones that are going to make us feel more youthful and more energized and really enjoy our experience of life.
So for long-term hormonal health, your tip of the day would be?
Well, the tip of the day would be you have to eat your way to hormonal health. And although the supplements and bioidentical hormones can be a really huge help and a bridge to feeling better in the short term, the real long-term solution is going to be changing your food. So there are many ways that we can do that. But if I had to pick a few favorites, I would suggest absolutely increasing avocados. I would suggest increasing kale, dark leafy kale. And I would absolutely increase the use of sunflower seeds and buckwheat. These four foods can be really beneficial in helping your adrenals perform better, helping your liver perform better, helping your blood sugar stay stable, and helping your brain perform better. So all of these are going to keep you hormonally healthy and feeling great.
Now, your book, Woman Code, which is available on Amazon.com, what's it all about and what inspired you to write it?
The book is really a guide to help. Think of it as endocrinology 101 for women so that, and men who are interested to understand their women better, how their hormones work, what the patterns are, why we have the symptoms that we have, and of course the five-step protocol that I've been using in clinical practice in Manhattan for over 12 years to help women who are struggling with menstrual issues, fertility issues, low sex drive, low energy issues, perimenopause, all of that, recover naturally using this five-step food-based system. And we make these sequential changes to your diet, incorporating foods and increasing concentrations of specific foods that are medicinal for each of these target glands in the endocrine system, like your thyroid, like your adrenals. I mean, who isn't under a lot of stress these days, Sue, right?
Right.
And the adrenals, for example, are the source of so much of a woman's sex drive. And if she's got a lot of stress and a lot of cortisol, she's not going to be making as much testosterone, and her sex drive is going to go away. And that can happen at any age. age. So we actually have to eat not only to help our body manufacture more testosterone, but also to bring those cortisol levels down so that our body can make that more naturally on its own. And, you know, another big culprit for women as they go through their whole hormonal journey their entire life is struggles with excessive levels of estrogen. In your reproductive years, this can make you feel bloated and moody. This can also compromise fertility. This definitely dampens sex drive and energy. And, you know, as we go through the aging process, it can make us feel really hot, flashy, and miserable and exhausted. So we need to use food to help our bodies break down estrogen more quickly. And we need to supply our liver, for example, with the micronutrients that it needs to metabolize that hormone. So I love encouraging women to have like a green, raw green juice every other day just to get that glutathione that the liver needs to break down that estrogen and move it out of the body as quickly as possible.
Now, do you think there's so much lacking in the area of education as far as the nutritional side of balancing hormones or even the endocrinology system and health? I mean, I have not been aware of a lot of this all being diet-driven.
You know, it's cutting-edge research, and that's why I'm so thrilled to have put this book together for everyone to have as the definitive guide to how you use food to balance your hormones. And, you know, if I could give a little cheat sheet for men, if hormones have been affecting your relationship, and you know what I'm talking about, read Chapter 5. It'll break down all the different hormonal changes and really help you navigate them more successfully with your spouse and help her take better care of herself. You know, it's a team effort. Everyone in a family wants to feel good, and we all support each other. And food is the way that we get there. But all the nutritional genomic research and epigenetic research is showing that the way we really change deeply, the way our body performs, is only through food and lifestyle changes. So it's really exciting because you are who's in charge of what goes in on your plate and in your body.
And that what you're actually telling me is that men will go out and buy the kale, avocado, sunflower seeds, and buckwheat to make those shakes every day, right?
They might cook for you, too.
There you go.
A bonus.
And add all those in. Now, the adrenals greatly, greatly affect our health. I mean, people may not realize to the degree. So the nutrition also plays a big role there, right?
100%. You know, we can't control the stress outside of us, but we can control internal stress. And internal stress is all dietary forms of stress. So if you're mismanaging your blood sugar, if you're exposing your body to pesticides in foods or chemicals in products, if you're not getting enough sleep, if you're doing things, if you're not moving and exercising, all of this increases levels of C-reactive protein in the body, which are, you know, the markers for inflammation that kick off big disease states in the body like cancer and diabetes and heart disease, and we don't want to have any of those things develop, right? So we want to be using food to help mitigate that internal stress, but we also want to be making better choices with our lifestyle. In fact, in the book, in the second chapter, I have a whole list of products that you want to make.
I'm going to have to cut you off here, Alisa Vitti, with her book Woman Code, and her website is flowliving.com. Thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio.
My pleasure.
All right, and stay right here. We've got Clark Weber with his Look at Life coming right up. We will be right back.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness, and her book Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD.
Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square. You'll like it here.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio with Clark Weber's Look at Life.
This is Clark Weber with another look at life. Summer's upon us, and that means it's also the time for romance and lip locks. Remember the love song that contained the lyrics of birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it, let's fall in love? Well, in the paper this week, they note that we should give a big round of applause to love bugs, the tragic Romeos and Juliets of the insect world. This is the month when those guys and girls don't just fool around when it comes to romance. The story reveals that these buggies don't spend any time at all on dinner dates and flowers. Love bugs mate this month in midair and do so for as long as 56 hours. And then, not surprisingly, they die, probably from exhaustion, which causes this old pilot in me to ask, during those 56 hours when they're flying around making whoopee, who the heck is paying attention to their driving? I'm Clark Weber.
I am Jordan Kagan from Kagan & Company in Northbrook. My father founded Smart Jewelers, the watch store, owned it for 50 years, most years on Devon before retiring. There was a void where people could safely turn to comfortably consider selling their valuables and collectibles.
At Kagan & Company, they buy sterling silver flatware and tea sets, anything gold, sterling silver, and platinum in any condition, including jewelry and coins, luxury watches, especially brands like Rolex, Patek Philippe, Cartier, Omega, Breitling, and Tag Heuer. Do you have any of these items that haven't seen the light in 3 years? They've helped hundreds, often turning what began as a stressful or overwhelming situation into a happy ending. Kagan & Company provides you a free evaluation in the comfort of your own home, office, or even your bank vault. You're invited to give them the chance to make you their next satisfied client. Call them at 847-897-5781 with questions or to arrange for an evaluation. That's 847-897-5781. Kagan & Company thanks you in advance for your trust.
Thank you, Clark Weber, for your look at life. I just love them. And it's so great that we continue to progress in the areas of health. Make sure that you're eating. My two guests today have so much to teach. Make sure that you do go to their websites. Both will be listed under our show podcast with pictures of both of them at aginginforadio.com. And make sure you save the date of August 27th and 28th, that's August, for the Senior Lifestyle Expo at Drury Lane. Come by and say hello. I'll be at the Aging Info Radio booth. There'll also be many other exhibitors, Senior Idol, which is a hoot to go see, and so much more at the Senior Lifestyle Expo. And Clark Weber will also be at the Aging Info Radio booth on Tuesday. And I have another save the date. The Journey in Motion with Lisa Gibbons is on Saturday, September 21st at the I&M Canal Trail at Shanahan State Park. It's a celebration of strength and courage for our caregivers. For all the information, go to aginginforadio.com, click on Expert Partners, and you can read about the Journey in Motion and get information on it. Let's see. My paws pooch today is Brocco, a one-year male poodle known as a goofball, and he looks like a teddy bear. Go to aginginforadio.com, click on the paws logo, and check out Brocco, and or you can call paws at 773-935. Paws, and he's waiting, of course, with his paws crossed. And yes, Daisy, that's Brocco. And if you've missed any of today's show or want to hear any of our past shows, it's all at aginginforadio.com. And make sure you join our email list on our homepage for weekly show updates and tidbits of information. And I want to thank my guests today, Clark Weber, our sponsors, Debbie Schreiner, my awesome programmer here at AM 560. I'm Suze Wacky. Thank you for listening, and this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.